This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Developing countries were the main subject last week at yearly meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. Finance ministers met for 2 days in Singapore. Members of the IMF approved reform measures that aim to increase the voting power of countries with growing economies. As a first step, they agreed to increases in the voting rights for China, South Korea, Mexico, and Turkey. These four countries were considered the least represented given the size of their economies. The fund has 184 members. Currently, the weight of each government's vote is based on the amount of money it provides to the international lender. China, South Korea, Mexico, and Turkey will increase their IMF shareholdings, so their voting rights will increase. The reforms call for the IMF to develop a way to rebalance voting rights for other countries within 2 years. Critics say the United States and other Western nations have too much influence in the fund. Aid groups and activists have been pressuring the IMF and World Bank to give poor countries more power in those organizations. Another issue discussed in Singapore was corruption in the aid process. World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz said, "Good governance is the fastest way out of poverty. Without it," he said, "all other reforms are meaningless." He also urged rich nations to take action against companies doing dishonest business in developing countries. Humanitarian groups say they worry that too much effort to prevent and punish corruption could stop aid from reaching those most in need. But World Bank officials say they will withdraw from projects only when dishonest officials are clearly not interested in reform. Mr. Wolfowitz and IMF Chief Rodrigo Durato also called for increased aid for the poorest countries, especially in Africa. At the same time, the World Bank president said partly developed or middle-income countries should not be forgotten in the fight against poverty. The two leaders expressed concern that high oil prices, international trade imbalances, and barriers to trade could harm economic growth. They said the best way to continue growth is to save energy and restart world trade talks. Negotiations were suspended in July over disputes about agricultural trade. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss.